Recorded Books presents Carl Weber's Kingpins, The Girls of South Beach by Treasure Hernandez, narrated by Ebony Ford. Chapter 1. Now every little thing that we do should be between me and you. The freaky things that we do, let's keep between me and you. Baby! Anissa Burke spun around from where she stood in front of the full-length mirror and saw that her cousin Bryn had entered the bedroom they shared. She grinned at Bryn and turned down the music just as Ja Rule began to rap his verse. It was an old song, but it was still her jam and always put her in a good mood right before she went on a job. Titty shack, Anissa said, putting her arms up and jumping up and down in her little black dress. A titty check was something they did to make sure that during a job, if they had to fight or even run from the police, their breasts would stay in place no matter what. After a few hard jumps, she looked down and was pleased her double D's were still in place. Titties checked, Bryn noted and eyed the dress enviously. That dress is super cute on your frame. I knew I should have snatched it up when we were in the mall. Girl, you act like you won't ever be able to wear it. What's mine is yours, remember? Yeah, yeah. Bryn rolled her eyes with a small smirk. Just don't get any cum on it tonight. How does this red jumpsuit look? Is my ass sitting or what? Bryn used her hip to bump Anissa to the side so that she could get a clear view of herself in the mirror. The red really made her plump bottom look like an apple. Anissa observed her big cousin, and as always, she was in awe of her beauty. Bryn had smooth, peanut buttery skin, and her Jamaican roots showed in her voluptuous shape. She had perky breasts, a slim waist,